Okay, now it's time for this.
What's the curtain?
Becky's decided to bring it back this week because she's in charge. She's the big boss hot sauce. Let me know how you get along.
Oh, what's the curtain?
She becomes quite serious when she's in charge as well.
So, Oh, What's Occurring is back for this week. I don't know what's going to happen next week when the one that doesn't speak comes back because he, I think, is away at the moment and doesn't know that we're doing this.
Well, next week, doesn't the one that doesn't speak come back, but are you, you're
yeah,
not
I'm
here.
Off next week.
Oh. Okay, well, I don't know what's going to happen, but for the moment, it stays. And here is your first situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, first off today, we've been on Stupid Street.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new one. You know Madonna?
Yeah.
Describe her in three words.
Muscly blonde leotard. But it's not really a sentence. No.
Old muscly woman.
Well, we've been on Stupid Street.
Yeah.
Do you think they could describe her in three words?
No. Do I get the point?
That's half the fun of it, though, isn't it? Here's my question to you. Whilst describing Madonna in three words, on Stupid Street, what was the most popular word? Becky.
Muscly.
Oh.
Were you going to say that?
Yeah.
Not a singer?
No.
What about leotard?
Don't give him ideas.
Woman.
Woman.
Oh, that's clever.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the people on Stupid Street describing Madonna in three words.
So your three words for Madonna would be?
Not all that.
Sexy, stylish, with it.
That's four.
Fit, old, and probably stylish. 50 looks 30.
And what about you? If you had to describe Madonna in three words, what three words would you use?
A bit too much for her age. She needs to calm it down. She's a mum. She's a mum. Calm it down.
Mutton as lamb. A crazy old lady.
How would you describe Madonna in three words?
She's just sort her life out because of... She goes around these videos, yeah, and she's like writing these books about children's books and stuff. But then she's dancing around these like half naked. It's like, what? Seriously, what's your hand think? What's going on with you? Seriously, so...
So that would be your three words?
Yes.
Good singer.
Three words or three syllables?
Three syllables. Unique, fashionable, and famous.
Sort of older, sort of quite like dancey and veiny.
Aging pink leotard.
Ancient wannabe Pilates woman. That's four.
I think she goes to Granny Tea Hearts in her spare time.
She's the lady who adopts children and has wrinkly hands.
What about you, mate? Do you like Madonna?
She's alright. One of her songs is alright. That I Should Be So Lucky one.
Okay, and the what one?
I Should Be So Lucky, 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 lucky. That one.
You see, they never fail to disappoint, do they? I like this girl.
She's just sort her life out because of... She goes around these videos, yeah?
Just three words.
Like
three words is all we need.
Stuff. And then she's dancing around these, like half naked. It's like, what? Seriously, what's your...
Yeah, all right, love. I also liked him.
What about you, mate? Do you like Madonna?
She's all right. One of her songs is all right. That I Should Be So Lucky one.
Okay, and the what one?
I Should Be So Lucky, 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 lucky. That one.
Yeah.
Did either of us get anything
no,
there?
No, not
I don't
Smith.
Even know what the pot... I think... Was old the bit?
Old, yeah. Sorry, no points.
Oh! What's occurring?
Right, here's one from Oh, What's Occurring? Gold. You know Bass Hunter? He loves chips. Did you know that?
No.
Remember when he came in? We had this obsession for a while. We've seen how many chips people could put in their mouth. I don't know why.
Oh, he did it with voiceover man.
Yeah.
Barry Oakey.
So my question to you is, when Bass Hunter came in to Radio 1, how many chips could he fit in his mouth while singing his song, All I Ever Wanted, before he couldn't sing anymore? How long?
Was I away for this first time? I don't remember this at all. 14.
14 seconds?
I thought it was how many chips...
Oh, yeah, I did say that. Sorry, how many chips can Bass Hunter fit in his mouth before he can't sing anymore? 14
well,
chips.
Well, hang on. Yeah, what answer are you going to give back?
Hmm?
Do you know the answer?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, 14, you say.
Yeah, 14 chips.
Yeah, 14 chips.
Yeah,
fine.
Not seconds.
No, I just changed the question there just to fox you a bit.
Yeah, it worked.
Becky?
Seven.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Bass Hunter stuffing chips in his gob.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have these chips here, and they look very, very delicious. So one question before we start.
Go.
How old are these chips?
They were bought about 10, 15 minutes ago, but we've let them cool down for you, Bass Hunter.
I thought you were going to say days, because they look like that.
I know. 15 days. Okay, right, so it's just a simple case of seeing how many you can fit in.
You did a counting then, okay, how many, just,
yeah.
And I'm going to sing at the same time.
Love that.
Well, I'm
going to
sort...
two.
I have three now,
you
right?
You need to sing.
Okay. All I ever wanted was to see a smile. All I ever wanted was to make a
smile.
I love
you.
Six.
Seven.
All I ever wanted was to see a smile.
Nine.
All I ever wanted was to make a smile.
Ten. 13. 14.
This is...
Chappers, you ain't dead on.
Oh, yeah, but I feel...
I don't remember
that from first time round.
Oh, 14.
14.
Yeah, that's right. I write down all the answers to what's occurring as we go along, so I can always recall them.
Also, I'm very sorry to announce that there has to be a recount now on Oh, What's Occurring, because... we've had hundreds of texts from someone saying, a lot of people saying that they did say woman.
Right.
So you get 2 points now, Chappers.
Brilliant, excellent.
Sorry, Becky, you're not doing very well this week. Oh, well.
Oh! What's occurring?
Last one.
That was revolting.
Wasn't the best, was it? You know Shaggy?
Yeah.
Well, a while ago, we wondered what it would be like if Shaggy called Sarah Cox. Shaggy got right into it as well. He even did his own little jingle for What's Occurring.
Oh, what's occurring?
This is before we had a slight obsession with Sarah Cox and food.
Yeah.
The question, how long would Sarah Cox stay on the phone to Shaggy for? Becky.
I remember this because 30 seconds.
Okay. Chopper.
37 seconds.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Shaggy calling Sarah Cox.
Hello?
Hello.
Who's that?
This is Shaggy.
Not you, babe.
It's Shaggy here. Can you feel the rush? No, you're still a sexy lady, though.
Who is it?
Shaggy. You know you will always be my angel, right, Sarah? Love me, love me.
That's quite good, actually.
You're better than old Carolina.
It was 29 seconds, Becky, you weirdo.
Oh,
I remembered it.
Oh, I remember.
Shut up, you got the last one exactly right.
Because I think it's funny that she... did she think it was her boyfriend or something? Because at the start, she goes, is that you, babe?
Yeah, listen. She thinks it's her boyfriend.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's that?
This is Shaggy!
Is that you, babe?
All right, she calls her mum babe as well.
Yeah.
She calls little Jackie babe, yeah. So maybe she's always her mum.
Doing a Shaggy impression.
I can imagine Jackie doing that.
I wouldn't put it past her. Right, so it's 2 to Chappers, 1 to Becky on Oh, What's Occurring? Let me know how you did on 8-1-1-1. Oh, God, now they're all going. But, yeah, but woman was the fourth word, so you can't have that. Let's let Chappers have the point.
Win.
It's all fine.
Listen again to all of Radio 1 whenever you like.
At bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Okay.